week for the White House. First, the president talks to the school kids, and then the day after, he talks actually to the nation when he addresses both chambers, as it will be televised. What's new with health care? Will there be a public option? Lots of questions, very few answers. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. We start with this shocker. Yes, the Green Czar has decided it was time to step away. And it's not really a shocker, actually, because once again, they screwed up in vetting the people who work there. So did you think Van Jones was going to hang around? Of course not. So the green jobs dude is gone. Quietly after midnight, he resigns. And the White House has very little to say about it. First, he gets nabbed because he's had to issue all these apologies for calling Republicans a-holes during a videotape address earlier in the year. Then he was part of the 9/11 push, the Truther movement. Remember, he signed a petition. He was a proclaimed Marxist for a while. There's a whole big, interesting dossier on Van Jones that probably you and I could have dug up with an hour or two on the internet. So it was just too much controversy, and it was a huge distraction. Supposedly, there were people that rallied around him and said, this is ridiculous, hang in there, screw it, don't listen to what's going on, you need to stay and fight to live another day. But I don't think so. I think that there was pressure for him to step away. He might have been inundated with calls from people like Howard Dean saying this isn't right and we're losing a good man and everything else. But there were just as many that would call to say you better resign. So he resigned immediately. It's effective immediately, right? And like I said, kind of just he just slipped away. The White House pretty quiet on this whole thing. They're trying to keep a lid on it. Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, was on this week with George Stephanopoulos and kind of tiptoed around it. He just said that Obama doesn't endorse his statements and associations. This was the one thing he kept saying. It was so annoying. He thanks him for his service to the country. He was like a parrot. He said it like three times when Stephanopoulos was trying to get real reaction from him about this whole thing. And of course he didn't. I'm not surprised. Now, one of the things that the White House advisor said, David Axelrod, is that no, Obama didn't order him out of the administration, but he commended him for his decision to step down because he's removing himself as an issue. And what Axelrod said, this is a quote, he was on the opposite show on, you know, the Sunday Swirl. You got the ABC, the Fox, ABC, NBC, ABC, Fox, you know, the alphabet soup, basically, of politics. And on Meet the Press, he said the political environment is rough, so these things get magnified. I don't know that I think it was magnified. I started to dig into it myself. All of us did. And it was right there for the taking. We know this. I mean, he's come up before on my show for various things that he's done. And, you know, he started off as an environment guy in San Francisco trying to help low-income minority communities get these green jobs and all this other sort of stuff. But he absolutely was radical. There's really no question about it. You can't deny the associations. I mean, they're there, and they're up for the taking. So once again, the big thing about this is the White House screws up because, to me, they just do not vet out the people who they have working closely with the administration, and that's the problem. So, of course, there were people that were calling for resignations of Jones, that the, you know, these czars, these top advisors, they don't get the stamp of approval from our lame Congress, but so they're not vetted out, in other words. And that's the problem. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, of course, all these shoes keep dropping. So, you know, was resigning the right move for him? Absolutely. He had to do that no matter what. He was too much of a hot potato, if you will. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in your two on this. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, thanks for hanging through.
Yeah, Kate, I don't know if I think we're both leaning the right way, no pun intended on that, but I think that he was vetted, and that is why he got the job. I mean, think about this. What is worse, if somebody calls Republicans an a-hole, or if somebody goes to church for 10 years listening to somebody say that he wishes God will damn America? You know?
Jeremiah Wright.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm saying he was vetted, and because he was so left-wing. Remember, Obama, he, of 100 senators, he was the one that leaned most to the left. He was ranked one out of 100
right.
in left-wing. So
I agree.
This guy is not different from Obama. You know, he is very, he probably, you know, Obama, there's a quote that said that he would side with the Muslims, you know, after 9/11 to a certain extent. And this guy said the same thing. And, I mean, who knows what Obama has said that's not on video.
Right.
So I think he was vetted. And they knew that. And matter of fact, there is a quote out there that one of the best vetters or the most important vetters on or the Obama administration said, quote, and we knew all about Van, you know. So I think that he was vetted.
Well, that's just, you know, this is what I would say. Then they're just stupid because they know that this is not working. And they know even if you were a Republican, you know the same thing. There's people that would be radioactive that you might like, you might know, but they had associations in the past that are poisonous, that certainly add to their ideology and the, you know, their processes and what they think. And obviously,
if they don't associate with anybody else, I mean, when you are ranked the most extreme in a group of 100 people, it's not because you go to everybody else's party. It's because you only hang around with those type of people. You read those type of blogs, those books. You're educated in that type of. This is immersion left-wing extremism that is the president of the United States now. And so, you know, he needs to fill a lot of positions. And, you know, you're going to fill people with who you know. So, you know, it's going to be like this for a long time. And,
like a piece of chum.
Yeah, you know what I wish? I wish Sarah Palin would come out of hibernation. I don't know if they do the bear thing up there in Alaska, because she could have been jumping all over the Obama administration the last few weeks on the screw-ups they've done with this van spouting off like this. And, I mean, you know, every week something pops up.
I agree. It's ridiculous.
You know?
I'll tell you what. At this rate, there's no question. To me, Obama gets 4 years and that's it. I don't see this administration going any further than that. Do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe if that book of Larry Sinclair starts selling a little bit more, you should interview that man. He's got a book out now. Why not?
You guys and your books. I know 100 million people who write books that have good information that they're pumping out there about the gas of Obama. But, hey, Tomas, you have a good Labor Day.
You too.
All right, so Van Jones, he was radioactive. And you know what? Tomas says, listen, they knew he was like this. They knew his association. So it's the, you know, shame on them, obviously. What was he? Is it just that Obama's blind to it, doesn't care, and he'll just line them all up and see where the pins drop and see what he can push through? Or is he trying to pull a fast one on America? 800-259-791.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In 1965, this was the sound. Permission, John. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take the fantasy. Papa's got a brand new bag. Don't object. Don't be ashamed. You know you have got.
All right, coming up, we haven't even touched this yet on Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Hope you're having a good one wherever you are this weekend. Kicking back with your family, hanging out, getting ready for school in a couple days. Probably they're already at school, maybe, and it's just a long weekend for them. That's kind of cool. You go back to school for a couple of weeks, and then you have a long weekend. Although I preferred it the way that it happened when I was a kid. Boom! Labor Day, back to school after Labor Day. Speaking of education and the Obama administration, so here's the scoop. We're going to let you hear what the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, said, because, of course, he was on the tube. He was on Face the Nation in the Sunday Swirl. And he talked about the 18-minute speech, which, of course, I didn't know it was an 18-minute speech. I'm sure none of you knew it was an 18-minute speech. It's actually going to be posted on whitehouse.gov, so you can read it before some of the kids, I guess, would hear it on Tuesday. What's happened is there are a lot of school districts who are not going to air the speech. The problem, and I said this last week, that the biggest problem I have with this whole thing is, remember Bush talked to the school kids, and some others did as well. The problem I have with the whole thing is the fact that, boom, out of left field. Okay, all these things are coming up on the agenda, and oh, by the way, I'm going to talk to the school kids. And oh, by the way, here's some things you can talk about in your classroom from the government, from the National Education Department. We're sending this to you. This is some curriculum. No. One thing, if you say, listen, you throw it out first. I mean, does anybody ever do anything with the kids at the school that the parents don't know about? And the answer to that is no, because it always ends up badly. If you don't surprise parents in a school district without telling them ahead of time. You always have to lay the groundwork. I don't care if it was just a week ahead of time or whatever it was. So if it was just a rah-rah, stay in school, come on, kids, blah, 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 you can do it, whatever, fine. In fact, Obama is getting some backing from, Lamar Alexander, and he's getting backing from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, they're not backing him, because there's plenty both of them don't like about the Obama administration, but they're saying if the president wants to speak to the kids and it's all just, hey, stay in school and all that sort of stuff, then it's great. But see, it never comes out that way. It goes back to the same problem we constantly have with the White House. And my other concern was, are you kidding? On this week where we have all this stuff, you're going to have this disruption. And disruption in the sense that it's, why are you saying that you're issuing this content? And no one knew what the speech was about. Like I said, hey, George H.W. Bush, he did it. He did it. He delivered a speech to the kids from D.C. And you know what that was about? No to drugs. Because that was big. No to drugs. Work hard. There was nothing controversial about it. Nothing. But he also didn't have his administration or the education department say, oh, by the way, we've created a lesson plan and we recommend that you draft letters discussing what you can do to help the president. I mean, come on. Come on. That's not, why? Why? So, as I said, the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, had this to say about the hubbub over Obama's idea to talk to the kids.
It's been pretty interesting, but the president's whole message is about personal responsibility and challenging students to take their education very, very seriously. And we have some important goals for the country. We want to see more high-performing schools. We want to see more students improving their academic achievement. We want to see more students going to college and succeeding in graduating. None of those things happen. It's impossible if students aren't working hard every single day. And it's amazing to me, the last time a president spoke to the nation's children was in 1991. The real question I have is, why has it been 18 years since a president has addressed our nation's youth? And schools can do this. They cannot do it. They can watch it during the school day. Children could watch it at home with their families. They could watch it a month from now. They could never watch it. It's purely voluntary. But I think all the drama, all the hoopla, at the end of the day, the president motivates one C student to become a B student, one B student to become an A student, or one student who's thinking about dropping out to stay in school and take their education seriously. It's all worth it. Again, that's just silly. They can go to school. They cannot watch. It's just, going to be, 18-minute speech, and so that just doesn't make any sense.
And I understand you have decided now to make the text of the speech public tomorrow.
Text will be available tomorrow on the White House website, and people can look. And again, this is all about the president challenging our young people to take responsibility for the education. We can have the hardest working teachers. We can have the best textbooks. We can have the most modern buildings. If students aren't committing to work hard every day, to have a good work ethic, to set goals, to really aspire to something, it's all for naught. And so this was guides that were put out by teachers for teachers, and there's one that wasn't worded quite correctly. It was talking about helping the president hit his goal of having the highest percent of college graduates by 2020. He's drawn a line on the sand in that. We just clarify that to say, write a letter about your own goals and what you're going to do to achieve those goals. So again, it's really about personal responsibility and accountable, being accountable, setting real goals, and having the work ethic to see them through. It's the kind of thing that I frankly don't pay any attention to. We have major problems. We have major challenges in this country, Bob. We have more homeless students than we've ever had, and we have teachers and social workers and counselors working so hard to bring them into school and keep them there, and I want to thank them for that effort. We have a dropout rate that's staggering. 30% of our students don't graduate from high school. That's 1.2 million students every single year, ninth graders that don't complete 12th grade. We have to educate our way to a better economy. This is about global competitiveness. So I don't spend any time on the silly stuff. I try and stay laser-like focused on really dramatically improving what's going on for our nation's children.
All right, so that was basically a nutshell of what he said to Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation. And you heard Duncan say at one point about the passage basically being poorly worded. And this is, again, the problem with the White House or the problem with the people around them. It didn't have to be this way. This could have been simple, down and dirty. Remember when Bush won? Talk to the kids. He was encouraging them. Say no to drugs. Stay in school. Guess what? We're doing the same thing. It's 15 minutes long. We're going to put out a copy of it so you can see it ahead of time. If you don't feel comfortable with it, you don't have to air it. We certainly would like anyone to air it who would like to air it. That's fine, whatever. But it doesn't come out that way. It always becomes murky and confused and bobbled. And that's exactly if this is truly what they were trying to do, especially when you say, okay, have them tell the president what they can do. So then they reword that and say, oh, okay, well, you, how you can achieve your short-term and long-term education goals. So like I said, Newt Gingrich was one of the guys. He was on Fox News Sunday. I caught that. He said the idea of the speech is good if the message is a positive one just about completing school, that you could see it for yourself. You can read it Monday on the White House website. That's all that had to be done in the first place instead of the typical underhandedness. You know, I mean, that's the problem, right? And we know this. So it goes back to the same thing that we keep saying, whether it's vetting somebody out or trying to get one by us, like the healthcare reform, or maybe Tomas is right. Maybe Van Jones, hey, he's got this hot potato background. He's, you know, basically I agree with some of the things he's saying. Let's just slip him in under the wire. I guess that's what it is. It always feels like you're trying to slip one under the wire, right? And I guess it, to sum it up, that's pretty much what it is. Trust me, we'll have all of that for you on Tuesday as to what was said and all that other sort of stuff. Remember, Reagan did it, Bush did it, Clinton did it, all that sort of stuff. So other presidents have done it. It just wasn't done that way. It was just strictly booms, you know, hey kids, this is positive, stay in school, da 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 da. And you know what the kids are gonna say? The kids that they hear, let's be honest, a kid is a kid, right? And I think Matt and I talked about this last week on the show. If you're a kid, you know what? It's like when you get to go to the auditorium because there's a pageant or there's some kind of a pep rally or whatever. Kids like a break in the action. Oh, guess what? You don't really want to be in school. You're a little bit fidgety. We're going to take a half an hour and let you see the president live talking about why you have to work hard and stay in school. I mean, like I said, a kid is a kid is a kid. And ultimately, that's what you're always looking for. I mean, I'll admit it. I was a pretty decent student. I was always looking for recess. Always. Ah, you might have a different take on this. Give me your take. 800-259-5791. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles, laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health, good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408, or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutrisol Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Well, it sounds like all those beeps. It sounds like something Van Jones was saying about the Republicans, and they caught it on tape. So the green jobs guy quits. He resigns. He's gone. And he had to go. I mean, come on, he had to go. There was too much pressure, obviously, because of things in his past. They didn't vet him out. So he wasn't the right person to be there, let's face it. This whole thing of the czars is going to come down around Obama anyway. Who knows what's next there. Then with the kids, the education secretary defends his position on the Sunday shows and says all this nonsense about Obama's speech is just silly, and I don't have time for silly. I don't think it was silly. I think it was, again, something that was crammed down people's throats, and what they needed to do was present it correctly, and then maybe it wouldn't have been controversial. Once again, the lack of preparation. I hope Obama talks about that with the kids. Kids, be prepared. Don't do what we're doing. Not in my administration, where we're not prepared when we lay things out. And then it comes back to bite us, and we don't understand why people are upset. Of course they're upset. Jerry is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Jerry, happy Labor Day to you. Thanks for the jingle.
Same to you, and I wish we had more workers out there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Instead of high unemployment. But on the school issue, I think concerned parents should be allowed to go to school, to their child's school, and listen to the Obama speech with their child.
I agree.
When you think about this guy, President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, his childhood education in Indonesia was Muslim. No fault of his own. He was a child. He can't determine these things. And during his childhood in Hawaii, his grandparents set him up with this Frank Marshall Davis as his mentor, who was a communist. I believe they called him Frank, and allegedly might have called him Frank in one of Obama's books, but turns out he's a communist, Frank Marshall Davis. And And then we know that Obama taught Sol Alinsky classes to like-minded Obamaites. I don't know if they were in, I don't think they were in the university or not, but they were being taught by him. So that's what Obama believes in, and that's what he thinks. So I think parents should be concerned. And also, Obama avoided the Christian prayer breakfast, if you remember. And and now he's planning an end of the Muslim holiday, Ramadan feast, which is the 40-day feast. And it's just daytime fasting. They can eat in the evening, but he's going to plan that in the White House. It looks like to me, Kate, that his allegiance is to Islam. And it is the social communism, you might say. So are parents right to be concerned? I think so.
Yeah, I think parents have a right to know what's going on with their kids no matter what, no matter who's giving a speech and what's being piped in. And, I mean, even saying those words, well, they're going to pipe it in live. I think that, of course, any parent, it's like I said, in most school districts, anything the kids do, oh, we're going on a field trip, we're doing this, we're doing that, they just don't do it. They have to get permission. They have to know what's going on. So that was the biggest blunder. Now, I don't think, Jerry, that whatever the message is, because we're going to be able to see a copy of it in the 18 minutes, I don't think that's going to be piped full of Marxist quotes and socialism. I really don't, because I don't think he's that stupid. I think it'll be about stay in school and all this other sort of stuff. But to question it, I think is what anyone certainly has the right to do, and they should, and I would as a parent. And the problem was, if it's not about anything that should make anybody feel uncomfortable, then it should have been out there in the first place, and there wouldn't have been this problem. If that's all it's about,
yes,
stay in school, whatever, even if you know that his ideology is very left and all that other sort of stuff, if you know, okay, he's the elected guy, but he's just saying strictly that, like just like a pep rally, and it's strictly down the middle of the lane, there's nothing about politics, there's none of that sort of stuff, then why this sleight of hand? Why not just release it, right?
Right, and actually, if that's all it is, just a pep talk to the kids, no agenda, left,
right,
far left agenda, nobody should be, you know, objecting to that. But
right,
people don't know what he's going to do.
They don't know.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that's what they don't know. You have a good weekend, the rest
okay,
of your weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's the problem. I mean, that's what I said. The problem goes back to the same thing. You can never be too prepared. Anyone who knows, I mean, the scrutiny that you have as the president, of course. You know, you're the leader of the free world. I don't care what party you represent. You know my take on this whole thing. I'm for a smaller government anyway, and for many of these reasons that we see what currently is happening. I think that bigger government leads to more chances for corruption and power grabs and all that sort of stuff, and we've seen that play out with Congress. I mean, that's why people are so disenfranchised with what's going on in the country. And it's not just, oh, the hardcore conservatives, I'm a neocon, I'm this, this. No, that's not true. I mean, I see a lot of people that are disillusioned for all possible labels, the sea of labels that you can imagine. So what does that show? And to me, I think the problem goes back to Congress. It goes back to what's happening on the Hill. The idea that all we seem to get, or at least there's this massive feeling of this, is that all we seem to get is reaction instead of action. I mean, this is the time for action, not time for reaction. So look at the blunders that have happened. First the CIA thing. Oh, okay, I'm protecting the CIA. I'm running down to talk to them because, gosh, everyone's nervous because these pictures are coming out, and we're not going to prosecute. We're not going to go back. Now we're going to prosecute, but I don't have anything to do with that. That's my attorney general, and he's completely separate from me. That's not true. Yes, he might be separate in the power structure, but I guarantee Obama knew what was going on. He's his buddy. Of course he knows what somebody in his administration is doing. That's a blunder. Then the blunder of the health care. Let's shove this down everyone's throat. Jesus, a momentous piece of legislation that will change everyone's life, whether it's for better, not good, whatever. Shouldn't we have a chip in this game? Shouldn't we know what's going on there? And so it's the same thing. It's the same thing with Van Jones. Why wasn't all this stuff out there? Why wasn't he vetted out? Was it to try to sneak him under the wire, as Tomas said? Because, hey, he's my buddy. I'm just letting him take that ride on the coattails. it's a free-for-all and he fits the ideology, so I'm pulling him in? Or is it because, stupidly, they didn't vet him out enough and realize some of the other things in his background that would come back to bite them and that there would be calls for his resignation? Okay? I mean, I could go on. I don't want to make this a show of, we already know. We have a notebook full of this already. In fact, to me, it's shocking that there's so many blunders I don't understand. I mean, that would be the one thing that you would have covered. It's like we've got football coming up. You know, we say we're going to lighten the load and we do this thing called nail the score so we can have some fun. And it's like playing the lottery for fun. You just call up and we'll have a game of the week and you pick whatever team it is. Jerry's in St. Louis. So is it St. Louis taking on Philadelphia? Who do you like? St. Louis. They're going to win 27-7 or whatever. Well, imagine, you see this. You see this with good coaches versus coaches that don't have a good game plan. The game plan is just so brutal in this administration. They just trip over themselves time and time again, even with the simple thing. I mean, even Jerry said she doesn't like Obama's ideology. She doesn't like the things in Obama's past, but even she's saying, hey, if this is no big deal and this is just a rah-rah pep thing, hey, we should have known. If everybody knows, it's cool. If you can go watch it with your kids, it's cool. Yes, and that's what people are saying. I mean, look, we are level-headed, right? And so why wasn't that pumped out there? And then this whole avoidance, this whole thing could have been avoided. And instead, that becomes the bigger part of the conversation, right? I'll tell you what, now what's happening, too, with Obama, as a result of some of the things, the blunders that I've just talked about, there's no question that the majority of independent voters disapprove of how Obama's handling his gig as president. 53, and we told you this last week, 53% of independents that were questioned in that CNN opinion research corporation survey, you know, they do a bunch of them. They say they disapprove of how he's handling his duties in the White House with 43% in approval. So that makes the first time that a majority of independents give the president's performance a thumbs down. You know, if he's running and all the people around him, trust me, are looking for the next 4 years, if he's running for another term, which he would be, that's not a good thing. As I said, it's a sea of labels of disenchantment. That's not a good thing from his camp because you've got these independents who helped him win the vote last year. They put him in the White House. So losing the support of the independents makes it way tougher for Obama. One, if he's going to supposedly move from that left more to the center, wink, wink, to get more of those votes, he's not going to get them. How he's handling health care, taxes, the economy, the budget deficit, all that sort of stuff is killing him. And health care, really across the board with all Americans, has dropped 13 points since March. Not good. The war in Afghanistan also, 18 points. He's fallen down when the people that have been surveyed have been asked about this. So it's just in the beginning stages, not even a year into this presidency. But continuing to take this path would mean he's a one-term guy for sure at this rate, to say the least. Let's talk about Afghanistan next. George Will defends his position on the Sunday Swirl. Hang with us on ATN.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people had trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
That George Will got slammed for a column that he did in the Washington Post. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, by the way, hope you're having a great long weekend, at least some of you, with a couple of extra days off, spending it with the family or just hanging out by yourself, just chilling, just enjoying the extra day or two. So George Will last week wrote, this is just one of the paragraphs in a nutshell, that America should do only what can be done offshore. This is about Afghanistan, using intelligence, drones, cruise missiles, airstrikes, and small, potent special forces units, concentrating on the porous 1,500-mile border, 1,500-mile border, in other words, with Pakistan, a nation that actually matters. And I said this, I said, you know, so how about it? Do you climb on board with what George Will said? You know that my problem with Afghanistan is we've been there for 8 years. We've lost a lot of lives and there is no end game to this. Nobody seems to have a strategy. General McChrystal comes back and says we need more troops. You've got Secretary Gates saying this is winnable. We need more troops. And that's what we're hearing. We need more troops. We need more troops. This is winnable. But yet we don't hear what the end game is ultimately. What do we hope to accomplish in Afghanistan, in a nation where 90% of the people are illiterate and they're focused on what the Taliban is giving them money-wise, etc.? How are you breaking that up? What's going on with the poppy fields? As we know, because they're being protected, because that is a cash crop. I mean, really a huge cash crop. You're not talking about oil when you're talking about Afghanistan. They can't afford the private police force and army like Iraq could, for example, because they had more money to beef it up. So there are a lot of problems with Afghanistan. George Will who is definitely conservative. Conservative as they come. If you've read Will over the years, he said what he really thought, that here we go again. This is going to be another decade. It's going to be 18 years of what? So he took it on the chin. I mean, some people supported what he said. I thought there was a lot of merit into what George Will said. And he came back, of course, because he's always on Stephanopoulos' show, and he answered the critics back. Okay, here's what the deal is. Listen to what he said.
Let's start off where we're in agreement. There's agreement that the mission in Iraq and Afghanistan, nearing the end of 8 years, is failing. The situation is, in the words of Admiral Mullen, deteriorating. Therefore, General McChrystal has proposed to redefine the mission in a very troop-intensive way. That is, he says, security depends on development, but development depends on security. Therefore, we're going to protect the population, and you can't do that with the force structure that is there now. People worry, including Secretary Gates, rightly, that if we radically increase, if we sufficiently increase the troop level, it will look like an occupation because, lo and behold, it will be an occupation. Now, as regards to surrender, appeasement, loss of nerve, all the things that have been said in fulminations about what I wrote, let me read you something from a man never accused of any of those things, former commandant of the Marine Corps, Chuck Krulak, who said when he read my column, he said, I am in total agreement with your assessment. Instead of a surge of 21,000 troops, Ms. Crystal would need a surge of hundreds of thousands. Not only would our nation not support such a surge, but most distressing, the military could not support such a surge. And Mr. Krulak sent my article, he says, to numerous officers in and out of the Corps. To a man, they concurred. So we're going to have a debate, and there'll be plenty of brass on my side.
All right, so you already said we're going to have a debate about that, and you heard of his backing and what Will is saying, and he's right about Mullen. We certainly played on this show some of his comments a couple of weeks ago and talking about losing the propaganda war with the Afghans and also here in the United States because there's not a lot of public support for this. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in upstate New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, hon. I'm glad you're on the air tonight. Thanks for working today.
Thank you.
I wanted to just, before I comment on Afghanistan, I was a little all over the map on the last call, but I want to go back to something there. But the fellow that called in and talked about the New World Order, we were talking about why we were in Afghanistan and why where the Russians were helping Afghanistan, the Mujahideen. Remember that call?
Yeah.
That fellow called in. He was right. He talked about the New World Order. But on today's point, I have Michelle Malkin's book here, Culture of Corruption. This is what I want to get to, and I will get to Afghanistan. Just give me 30 seconds.
And, Mark, you know this, like, because you're a smart guy with a lot of opinions. Because you quote a lot of books, but I hope you always, and I know you do, and I want to make sure everybody else knows this because
sure.
I've got notes about this. You formulate your own opinions, not
yes.
what Kate Delaney says, not what Michelle
nope.
Malkin says,
nope.
not what Peter Lance says.
Exactly.
You take all
right.
that stuff, and you're well-read, so you're trying to find things out and then move forward from there.
Because I'm fearing
yeah.
for the future of my country.
Right.
I don't have a lot to lose, but my nephews and nieces and nephews have. And the reason I want it to be a representative republic, not a Stalinist dictatorship.
Right.
Does it sound over the top? No, I'm glad you brought up Peter Lance, but I'll wait till tomorrow night for that. As far as Van Jones is concerned, Valerie Jarrett's great uncle was Vernon Jordan, who was the fixer for the Clintons. Vernon Jordan from Chicago. Valerie Jarrett, who's Obama's brain. This woman is Obama's best friend. I wouldn't be surprised if he does a threesome with her and Michelle and Valerie Jarrett. I know it sounds funny. Read Michelle Malkin's book about all of the czars that are put together. Like you said, like this guy Jones, they were appointed. They were not vetted by Senate confirmation. We don't know what's going on. He has all of these czars, all of these people, from Joe Biden and his son who made money with the NBA and NA Bank.
Right.
To Christopher Dodd, Blagojevich in Chicago, Richard Daley, Arnie Duncan to the school system in Chicago. This is the Chicago way. Michelle Obama went to school with Ayers' wife at the school. She was a lawyer at Sidley Austin, the law firm in Chicago. This is hardcore leftist drag 'em out Chicago politics. But at the same time, they're screwing up so bad, it's like they're puppets. But these people were put into place. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is I'm looking at this Attorney General Holder. he's going after CIA agents. They're anti-American. I know it sounds off the wall, but it's not. These are, when you read the book and you see about all these connections and with the Clintons and everything else that's going on, and then you say, why, you know, I brought up all those things because I want you to read those books and see what's going on with your government that was supposedly the people put in. But Mr. George Will is right. McChrystal was going to ask for a minimum of 50,000 troops, but Obama's people told him specifically, stand down, we're not going to give you those troops. We can't build Afghanistan. I told you before, and I'll say it again, Hamid Karzai has small control of certain provinces in Afghanistan, and that's it. The warlords and the drug dealers and his brother have the control of the rest. They want to keep the flow of drugs coming out, so the other caller from the New World Order, he was right. They want the goods, the minerals and oil from Afghanistan.
Yep.
They're killing poor people.
Yep.
And this is me talking, all right? This is, you know, the right winger. No, I'm not a right winger. I'm I want America to get their boys out who are supporting Sharia law. The Sunnis and the Shiites are going to be at each other's throats because they want to Armageddon.
That's right.
As bad as anybody else. We don't belong there. That's
no.
The point I'm making. And this guy in this who's called the president, whose attorney general is calling for a special prosecutor for CIA agents, but he refused to have a special prosecutor looking into Obama's background and his birth certificate. I know that's another issue, but this guy he's fooled a lot of people. And my fear is the people that put him in place, they've got it perfectly set because he's a so-called African-American, but he's not fully black because his mother was white. If anything happens to him, if he's forced out, there'll be riots. They know that the Republicans are afraid. The country is afraid. Don't be afraid. Look at the people that put him in. And he has to just peacefully step aside. Take him and his vicious wife that I told you she was a pan-faced piranha with the underbite. I'm sure that she's behind a lot of this stuff. If I'm going on too much, if I'm making too much of a stink, I would do the same damn thing if it was a Republican that was trying to tear my country.
I agree. I agree, Mark.
I don't like any of it. With the banking mess and everything else, and it's just go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your time, Hunter. I'll call you tomorrow. Happy Labor Day.
All right, you too. He's right about the banking stuff. He's right about what's happened, the Chicago connections, obviously, and some of the other things. I mean, you know, he obviously throws in his own curveballs, but if you listen to some of the things that Mark said, they do make sense. It's very disconcerting, although I don't think Obama in any way will step down. I think it's a question of will he be there in 4 years. How about this? The first Labor Day holiday, did you know, was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882 in New York City. Uh-huh. And then in 1884, the first Monday in September was selected as the holiday, and it was across the land, baby. Happy Labor Day, everybody.